the Rambam Peik Vav Mechuchas Mezuzah Allah Chetes the Rambam Paskins Sukkot Achag Bechag Sukkah on the episode of Sukkot Ubayisha Besina, and a house on a boat. You have a room, a house on a boat, Ptum in the Mezuzah, the boat part of the Mezuzah, the Sukkot is part of the Mezuzah, and the Ubayisha Besina is part of the Mezuzah, the houseboat is part of the Mezuzah. The Rambam gives one reason, L'fisha Ein Nesuyin L'Diris Kava, because they're not made for Diris Kava. Now, the first part of the Rambam, we talked about a sukkah, that a sukkah is part of a mezuzah. If you all know, every sukkah you build a sukkah, it has a, it can have a door to it, and it has even a mashkeif, all the tanoim, which should be chayib in a mezuzah, and we never put up a mezuzah. The reason is, the mock is a gemara, the fetish a gemara, and you medaf yud. And the reason is pashut, because the sukkah is a dir seroi. Again, a sukkah is supposed to be a dir seroi, not a halachos that you make a sukkah dir kava. The Gemara is being a sukkah that pays. That's one of the reasons why the Ma'ala Master Mama is possible, because it's Diyos Kavah is possible for sukkah. Sukkah is supposed to be Diyos Erei. And Pasha, it's only made for 7 days. Or in Chutzot, it's for 8 days. So that's why it's part of the Mezuzah. So the first part of the Rambam is Pasha, that it's not a Diyos Kavah. But the second thing the Rambam adds on, Ubayi Shebesina, a bias that they have a house and a boat, it's also part of the Mezuzah, that's a Chiddush Shechayr. And the Mefarshim they shtel on what's the mock of the Rambam that a bias on a boat is part of a mezuzah. First of all, what's the mock? What's the source? And second, the question is, what's the reason? Why should a bias of a sphin be part of a mezuzah? If it's talking about there's something with the room or the house on the boat which is not chayiv in mezuzah for another reason. For example, the Rambam Pegvav Hos Mezuzah lists mostly of the Gemara lists 10 tanoim to be chayiv in mezuzah. First of all, the room has to be dal al dala. Second of all, it has to be a door frame. It has to have two mezuzahs, two side posts. It has to have a mashke. Very important. It has to have a top beam of the door. Let's say it's missing one of these things, then it's poshut that it's not chayv in a mezuzah. Nothing to do with being a houseboat. It could be any room that's built that way is part of a mezuzah. That's sure not what the Rambam is talking about. The Rambam is talking about even if the room is dal al dala and it has all the tanoim that you need for a mezuzah, still the Rambam says a bayis of a sfin is poshut. So the question is why? And what's the makar? You can't say the reason is because the boat is moving. The boat is nob and nod. It's always moving. Maybe you want to compare to the Gemara in Erev and the Flamed. On the days the Gemara says, oil zorach lishmei oil. An oil that's flying, an oil that's moving is not oil, but negeya tuma. That we know the law says if you're underneath an oil with tuma, a person can become tummy. So now a tuma underneath an oil, but let's say the oil is thrown, is flying overhead. It's not stationary. That's called oil zorik. We pass an oil zorik is not oil. So maybe that's the reason here also. You want to see a bias zorik is not leishme bias, but that's not true because but you can't say it's an oil zarek because we don't find that a bayis of a sfin is not mahal v'tuma. If a person will be in a boat underneath an oil and in a room on a boat, then he will be mekabel v'tuma. So bayis of a sfin is not oil zarek. Oh. So what the Yaakov is saying that maybe the reason is because Pashut Ram is saying that bayis of a sfin you only did temporarily. That's also not mashma so much. What would be if somebody does live more permanently on a boat? First of all, he's there more than 30 days. First of all, the captain, the Rabbi Chaimel is called the captain of the boat sometimes. That's his place. He lives on the boat. The workers, Poyolim, that work on a ship. Sailors, this is where they live. They definitely can live there for a year at a time. You know, the Navy, people can live on a boat for a long amount of time. You want to say the Rambam does not mean those people? And the Rambam is talking about people that are temporarily on a boat. It's not mashma that way. The Rambam should have said that. Should have just said any room that you're in for temporarily. That's really Gemara Menachos we're going to learn soon. The Gemara Menachos that Donald says a seicha bayis kol shle shemirim patam mezuzah. If you rent the house and you're going to be there in less than 30 days, you patam from mezuzah. If you're there more than 30 days, you chayv in mezuzah. Lachayv bayis shle shemirim should be the same thing. If you're going to be there less than 30 days, you should be patam. If you can be there more than 30 days, you should be chayv. What's the Rambam saying? It seems to be a special halacha about bayis shle shemirim. There's a Bach, the Bach in Yerdeis from Rish Peivov, Sefir Alef, he brings down this Rambam, and he writes in this Rambam, Mutsosi Kosov the Tesefta. He says, the Mokadam is the Tesefta. But I saw the Hagoyis in the new tour on the bottom of the Bach, the Hagoyis Varus, they write that it's not in the Tesefta Shonafanenu, and the Tesefta we have, we don't have such a Tesefta. They do mention that there's a Medrash HaGodol that was printed in not that long ago, and the Medrash HaGadol does mention this Bayis Shebesvinus Pater, but they bring down that the Mefakfik that the Medrash HaGadol, it could have been the person who's malakid this Medrash HaGadol, put it together with the Medrashim, it could be he took this halach from the Rambam himself. Like, they don't consider this much of a source, because the Medrash, it's called Medrash HaGadol, it's not so clear, it's not Medrash Rabbah, it's not Medrash Nechuma, which was Masuda by Necheret Tanoim. It could be that they just malakid certain halachs from the Rambam himself. So, like that, we have a kasha what the mock is. The stipler in King's Yaakov, and it's King's Yaakov on Menachas, and in Chafdalad, he stells in this Rambam, what's the time, what's the market. And he asks another kasha. He asks a kasha, there's a Tesefta, the Ramo brings down, in your day, it's the Menshin Samach Vosef Gimel, Hil Seirvin. The Tesefta says that Batam Shebesvina needs area for Seirs. The halacha is that if you have a lot of houses that are open to a common chotzer, like in this neighborhood, you have to have, besides what we call an Eir, besides the Tzus of Pesach, to make a Shus Yachid, you also have to have a Eir B'chatzeiris. Since many private homes, many private Shus Yachid are sharing the common area, it looks like a Shus Rabin, so Chazal Masakim, you should make an Eir B'chatzeiris. They should all be Mishtatif together in a Bax Amatzis, like we do over here. The Rav has it, everyone should know where it is, and that's the Eir B'chatzeiris. So the same thing in apartment building, which every house is, they want to share the hallways. So the hallways, they all have to have a chaseris. So the Ramo Paskins, and it's Alpi Tisefta, the Batim Shebesvina also needs a chaseris. If you have a lot of cabins on a boat, which each cabin belongs to different people, the people are sleeping in them, for them to carry in the common area on the deck, they have to make a chaseris. So you see that Batim Shebesvina, houses on a boat, are chayiv in a chaseris. In fact, this type of kasha, the Gemara in Sukkah daf Gimel and the Gemara in Yuma daf Yud compares the ged of a bias for Eir Chatzeiris to the ged of bias for mezuzah also. For example, the Braisa in Sukkah daf Gimel, the Braisa says Tonabonim bayis shem be Abba Amis Abba Amis. Talks about the halacha of a house that's less than 4x4 is potum in a mezuzah in a makkah bein a matam bein a goyim bein ma aben bay. And it compares all these halachas. The same gedah is potter from mezuzah, is potter from Eir Chatzeiris. It's mashma from the Gemara that whatever is considered a bias for Eir Chatzeiris is considered a bias for mezuzah. And just like the Rambam example in Tisefta that Batim Shebesvina chayiv in Eir Chatzeiris, so chayiv should be chayiv in mezuzah also. Why is the Rambam paskin that Batim Shebesvina is potter from mezuzah? So the Maaseh Stipler wants to be nidchak and saying, like Yaakov was saying, that it must be that the Rambam is talking about people that are not living permanently on the boat. If someone's living permanently on the boat, he's the captain, he's the workers, he's the poilin on the boat, he would take a mezuzah. And the Rambam must be talking about people that are traveling. The Rambam Zicha Mashma that is talking about people that are traveling for more than 30 days. So the disciple, that could be the Chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam's Chiddush is that even though it's more, normally when you rent a house for more than 30 days, you have a mezuzah, but over here, it's not really your dira, you're just using it to take a trip overseas, and even though the trip is taking more than a month, maybe it takes a few months, but it's not considered dira, it's considered you're on the boat for traveling, that's why it's not called dira's kebab. But again, the Rambam does not mean someone that's living on it permanently. If someone would be living on it permanently, then already, you know, you can't just say you're traveling, you're living there, so that's your dira, then already you would be chayav mezuzah. But then this guy brings down that his son, Tzlang Yaron Prem Kanievsky, showed him that there's another Rambam. This Rambam is in Hilchos Mezuzah that says that Bayish Shebesvina Ptumin and Mezuzah. But there's another Rambam, Hilchos Brachas. And Perkid Al, Halacha Beis, the Rambam brings down the Halacha to make Bechas HaMitzvahs. And the Rambam talks about Mitzvahs, and the Rambam says, Yish Mitzvahs HaSeish Odom Chayiv. There are Mitzvahs that a person is always Chayiv to keep. And Rambam gives, for example, Tfilin, Sukkah. You always have to put on tefillin. Every sukkah you have to sleep in a sukkah. Every sukkah you have to take a little minetzik. Then the Rambam continues. V'yesh mitzvah she'in chayva. There are mitzvahs which are not a chayv, and l'dumyon l'rishus. It's considered a rishus. You have rishus to do the mitzvah. K'goyim v'zuzu maka. And the Rambam explains these mitzvahs. Theoretically, a person could be put his whole life on. He doesn't have to be mechuyv in a mezuzah or a maka. Maka is like a fence. When you have your roof, when people go on the roof, it's dangerous. The Torah is mechuyv to make a maka. So the Rambam says, "Kim mezuzah makas, she ain't adam chayiv lishkim bebayis a chayiv mezuzah. Person is not mechuyev to live in a house that's mechuyev in a mezuzah. Kadesh she'as a mezuzah in order to mitzvah mezuzah. There's no such thing. You don't have to have a house in order to be mechayiv in mitzvah mezuzah. Let's say a person doesn't want to own a house, doesn't want to live in a house, he wants to live on the streets. If you don't tell them, no, you mechuyev to have a house because you have to have a mezuzah. There's no such thing. Only if you have a house, then you have to put up a mezuzah. But you're not mechuyev. And the Ram continues, "En lemasa lishkin kol yama ba'oyel ay besvina yeshev." This is Chaim Kinevsky showed the Murray. The Ram says, if a person wants to live his whole life in an oil in a tent, achrei he means a tent that's not chayiv in a mezuzah, or in a svina, or on a boat, he could live his whole life on a boat and be part of a mezuzah. So Chaim showed him that it's not just Ram Hilchos mezuzah, there's Ram Hilchos brachas, where he is on one word, two words, ay besvina. He wants to give an example, a person could go through life and be part of a mezuzah his entire life, but he says to live in a mesfina. So you see from this Rambam, even though a person is his entire life, not like the disciple wanted to say, the disciple wanted to say Rambam Hilchos mezuzah.
I understand, it's not the pshat to say this a little bit. This thing is not a mockum that people live. It happens to people, just like with a sukkah. If you make it out of a solid metal, right? It's still considered it's good, even if it's used, even though right now it's a dearest keva, because a dearest keva is not made this way.
Talking about it doesn't have a mashgrape or something, but it's also shver, it's not mashgrape that way. Basically, the disciple ends off tzarchin on this. But first, let's talk about a mocha. What's the mocha of the Rambam? The Rambam, we know the klal is, the Mepharshim will say, when the Rambam sometimes says a chiddush without a mocha, his own chiddush, and then he writes yearly, it seems to me. That's a code word. Whenever the Rambam writes yearly, that means there's no mocha. If I can't, if the Rambam would say yearly, and you would find that they said, though, it's a free or gemara, you have a kasha. Why is Ram saying yearly? It's a regular Rambam. But over here, Ram is not the yearly. So L'chayr is a makkah. So what's the makkah? So I was thinking that L'chayr is a Feresh Yerushalmi. And I have to know Yerushalmi from the Kivega. Kivega and Shuv's Kivega, some intense brings down to Yerushalmi. It's Yerushalmi at the end of Megillah. Yerushalmi says, Tfilin and Mezuzah hey kodin. Yerushalmi is a shayla. Which comes first, Tfilin and Mezuzah? It's talking about someone, Nishin Yodei Maseges, a person who can't afford to buy both. And he's in a matzah, if he either can buy a tefillin or he can buy a mezuzah. He doesn't have the money and he cannot borrow and he has no choice, so he has to choose. Either to be kind of mitzvah tefillin or mitzvah mezuzah. Which comes first? What should he do? He's an honest son, the second mitzvah, but for this first mitzvah, which one comes first? So the Shami and Zuf, Rav Huna says, tefillin comes first. Because Finland, you hire even people that travel in the sea and people that travel in the Midbar. So Kiveg explains to Shami that the Shami is saying there's a chayma by Tfilin of a mezuzah, that Tfilin you always chayiv in. You chayiv in even when you're traveling on the sea and even when you're traveling in the Midbar, you chayiv in mezuzah. Of a mezuzah, when you're traveling on the sea or when you're going in the Midbar, you're potter. Since the Yerushalmi says Mefarshi Yom traveling on the sea, it's mashma that you're always pata when you're traveling. The Yerushalmi could have said a person is pata for mezuzah if he's temporarily without a house, but since the Yerushalmi chaps on the case of Mefarshi Yom, I think the Yerushalmi means this halacha of the Rambam, that people that live in a houseboat or in a house on a boat by a shebesfina, they're always pata for mezuzah. So chere Mefarshi Yerushalmi like Rambam, and that's the makkah of the Rambam. The fact that the Yerushalmi says that the reason why tefillin is kodim is because nehegas and fashi yomim. Hashem ki mezuzah is not being fashi yomim. So we have fashi yomim. And afterwards I looked in the Mafteich and the Rambam, and I saw they do bring down from Shang Shus Beis Yitzchak and some other chayim that they say this makkah also. The makkah of the Rambam is in the Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi would also be a makkah for what the Rambam says. The Rambam Hilchos Brachos says that there's two ways a person could be part of a mezuzah his whole life. He could be on a houseboat, a bayis shebesfina, or he could be in oil. He could live in oil his whole life. That's also in this Yerushalmi, because Yerushalmi says holchei midbarais, people that travel in the desert. They're chayiv in tefillin, but they're from mezuzah. Nechayiv could be that means tochem midbaris, the people that are traveling in oil, they have a tent. And the tent could be potter because it's always temporary. It's something you knock down, you put up. A tent could also be like a tzriyah, like the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Gimel, the Mishnah is Daf Yates also, in Sukkah, that it's on an angle, so it comes to a point, like a triangle, so it's not chayiv in mezuzah. But what's the reason that Baishu seems about this? I was thinking, the reason is basically exactly the same. Even a person that lives in a boat constantly, it could be that's not called a deer. a lot of times to understand the texture of a word, we think of what is the word and what's the davar hafachai? What is the opposite of that word? So what's the opposite of dir? I think the opposite of dir is nasi, traveling. In English it doesn't work, because in English people refer to dir as living, which is really a funny word. People ask, where are you living? And in Lashon HaKodesh, you wouldn't, would be Eifa Atachai, where do you live? But dir is really a different word, it doesn't mean living, a person's always living. Dir is dir, where a person is dar. So the difference between dir is, the opposite of dir is, either you're dar, you're in your place of dwelling, or you're in the sea, or you're traveling. And since these are two opposite things, and they say and a dar, you can't be at the same time, and they say and dar. It's a mela when you have a person that lives on a ship constantly. And the purpose of the ship is always to travel, and it's really to take people from here to there. The passengers are definitely traveling. But even the captain, even the workers, they're also traveling. They're traveling in order to transport the customers, transport the passengers from place to place. That's where they're also traveling. So Bashar, even though they're also living there, if you ask them, where do you live? This is where I live. This is my house, my permanent house. He's got all his pictures hung up. This is where his knickknacks. This is where he lives. But he's also always constantly in a state of Neseya, of traveling. And Bashar, if a person's Neseya, that's not Dar. It's like a Dar of Afachai. And really, the ik is the nasiya, because that's the ikatafkid of the whole boat, this is for the traveling. I think that's pshat, that's the pshat in the salacha. The pshat, the person is traveling, that's when he cannot be, he's not called dir. And that's why it's mafkif in the dir, and it's never mukhiv in the zuzah. That's the murdik achidish of the Rambam, which the mokh is mukhari nishami, that the bayash of is part of. I saw that in the Das Kedoshim, which is a little bit early Akron, and in Michas Yitzchak, he talks about it also. They talk about what are they called, an RV, motorhomes. People have these big motorhomes that have 3-4 rooms in it, and they're big, and people live in them permanently. They don't even own a house, they just live in a motorhome. What's the din? Are those Mechayvim Mezuzah and Mechayvim, the way we're learning? If this RV would sometimes, they would just park and just stay, they stay in a trailer park, and they stay there for a few months, and then they start to take a trip and travel somewhere. That Mechayvim would be Chayvim Mezuzah, because part of the time they're stationary. But if they're in the trailer, and even if they remain in it for life, but they're in it because they want to constantly travel, they never want to stay in one place, they want to constantly be on the move, constantly travel, then they would be this question. It would be either there would be Nesei and Dor at the same time, and you cannot have a Nesei and a Dor at the same time. And since the Ikka reason why they're in this RV, this motorhome, is for the purpose of traveling, otherwise they would live in a regular house, that would be part of the Mumzah, the way we're learning. Now I want to speak about the Ikka Gemara Menachas, the Fimdal Menachas. The Gemara says, Hasecha bayis the chutzlar, it's kol shleishim yom patam nemezuzah. A person lives in, rents a house for 30 days, patam nemezuzah. Bikam ve'elich, if he rents a house more than 30 days, he's chayiv. It's a little different, but it's a different gather, but basically this is the loch of Hasecha bayis. Hasecha bayis the chutzlar, the first 30 days, less than 30 days, you're renting a house in like a few weeks for vacation, you patam, but if it's more than a few weeks, if it's more than 30 days, you're chayiv nemezuzah. As I've been passing your days, some reish peivav, sifcha bayis. The Nachasi and the Sari Shechonarach, we spoke about last week, a different Nachasi, and the Sari Shechonarach and the Pesach Yitshuva, besides the Pesach Yitshuva on the bottom, you also have on the side Nachasi, where the Pesach Yitshuva writes Chedushim, in Yerideh Simresh Peivav, Sivcha Beis, he calls a shadow. If a person rents a house for more than 30 days, that's he signs a lease for a full year. When is he Mechuyiv to the Mezuzah? Is he Mechuyiv to the Mezuzah first after 30 days? Like the Lashon of the Gemara says, the Sechah Beis HaShashim Yom, he's potter. He can't be he's chayiv. He's only chayiv after 30 days. Or once he rents it for a full year, then already he's chayiv from the beginning. That's the shayla. So the Nachasi says, the pashtus of the Gemara to him is mashma, you're only chayiv after 30 days. I'm not so sure what the diag is. Again, the Lashon of Gemara is, Hasecha bayis v'chutzla, it's kol shleishim yom potter min mezuzah, mikan ve'elech chayiv. So he learns, mikan ve'elech is when the chayiv starts. It's very slavdach, and you could say the Gemara means if we can't then, you'd be chayiv even from the first day. But Nachasi says the pashas of the Gemara is mashma that you chayiv only after this. So when you move in, you don't put in the mezuzah. You wait till the 30 days, and on that 31st day, when it's chal of the chalais chayiv, that's when you put in the mezuzah, that's when you make a bracha. That's Nachasi Shita. But he brings down that in the Siddur Chaim from the Nesivis, the Nesivis made many svarim. One of the svarim is Siddur Chaim, which he writes all, he prints the Siddur, and he writes all the halachas I'll say that siva. Later on, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch took that siddur and he added to what the Nesivis did. With the Nesivis, he added it to more halachas. So our siddur Derech Chaim has both halachas from the Nesivis and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I don't know about today, but Amol used to say that every rov should daven from a siddur Derech Chaim. That's the siddur he should use for davening. Because if any shana comes up in davening, he'd have the page right there, he'd have the siddur Derech Chaim, he'd be able to look up the shana right there. That's what he used to give advice to Rabban. So in the Siddur Derech Chaim, when he has also the like we also have in the Siddur all the brachas that we make, when he talks about mezuzah, he has a lashon over there that you rent the house up to 30 days, you potter from mezuzah. So the Nachasi was seen with Daik, it's mashma from the Siddur Derech Chaim, that from the Nesivis, that if you rent the house for more than 30 days, you make a bracha right away. You have to put the mezuzah right away. I'm not so sure what the diag is. Again, this is the lashon of the Nesivis. The Nesivis says, "Hasech habayis ad shlishim yom potter." Up to 3 days, you potter. So he's medayik. It's mashma that if you render more, you mechuyim right away. I'm not so sure what the diag is, but I saw that later poskim they all quote the Nachas Svi b'shem the Siddur Derech Chaim. They all assume that this is Nesivis Shita. But Akapanim, that's the way the according to the Shita and Nesivis that this is the machlokes. When you rent the house for more than 30 days. Are you first chayvim mezuzah at the end of 30 days, 31st day, and on? Or was the chayv already start immediately from the first day? I don't know if it would be telling so much in your lease. It would be telling maybe more in you yourself. If you're staying...
They do it from month to every month. They can be rolled over the side end of the month.
I mean, you yourself were not master. What I'm doing, where I'm going to live next month. I mean, I.
I'm doing every month. You kick me out. I don't have to stay. So every month,
it's doing 30 days. I think it goes by the das of the seicher. Really, when did he have in mind at the beginning to stay more than 3 days, or he didn't know yet? That'd be a shayla. If he doesn't know himself how long he's staying, he said, I'll decide at the end of 30 days. It could be every time it's a brand new 30 days. But pashkus, once he did more than 30 days, he chayv in mezuzah. That's pashkus. But again, this is the Nachas Chakir, and then he seems to be 2 days, his own Shita and the Nesivis Shita. When you rent the house for more than 30 days, that you chayv mezuzah, is the Chiyah from the beginning, or is the Chiyah first after the 30 days is finished? So Nachas explains very nicely, and Chayr, this should be totally in two Shitas and Taisis in Menachas, in that Gemara, Daf Mendalat. Again, the Gemara starts off with Talas. The Gemara says a Talas Shu'ula is part of Tzitzis. If a person borrows a Talas, he's mizrais, he's part of mitzvahs, and the brayse says kol shleish shemiyim, he's part of mitzvahs mizrais and even mizrabanan. But if he borrows a talis for more than 30 days, he's chayv in mitzvahs. And the reason is because it's mechtig shalai. People recognize this guy's wearing the same talis for more than 30 days. They're going to think it's his. So mizrabanan with goyza, the mizrabanan you should put on mitzvahs. And then the brayse continues the hasecha bayis. The chutzah is the same halacha. Kol shashim is potam in mezuzah, and mekamvein is chayim. So poshe from the Gemara is mashma that mezuzah is the same din like a talis. Just like a talis is potam midiraisa la'olam, if it's not yours, that's midiraisa, because the Torah says ksuscha. The Gemara dashes has to be ksuscha, has to be your beged. Only if it's your beged, you chayim midiraisa in the talis. If you borrow a talis for more than 30 days, you only chayim midabonon. So poshe the Gemara's mashma, there seems to be such a halacha also. That a mezuzah, you only chay if it's beischa, if you own the house. If you're renting the house, even though there's a whole sugya in the Avodah Zarah, if schiris is like a kinyan or not, how much of a kinyan schiris is. But the Gemara wants to say that it's a chayitz mashma, that a seicha bayis is the same shayla, that you only chay if midrabanan. But Tosfos says a chayitz is not true, because we don't find such a drasha by mezuzah. Even though the Torah does say Beisecha, Amuzuz Beisecha, Visharecha, it does call it your house, we don't find such a halacha that the Chiyuv Mezuzah is only if you own the house. And that pasuk of Beisecha, the Gemara Daf Chaf Daled in Menachos, has a different drasha. The Gemara Dash is on Beisecha, Derech Biyoscha. How do you know that Mezuzah you have to put on the right side? The Gemara Dash is Derech Biyoscha. And this word Beisecha, we dash in Biyoscha, the way a person walks in. And a regular person who's right handed, The Gemara tells us the person's derech is, you pay attention, you always walk with your right foot first. You enter their house with your right foot first, with your right side first. That's why the chiyuv mezuzah is on the right. Since we're using this word, this drasha beisecha, for this drasha of derech biyoscha, we don't have any drasha that the chiyuv mezuzah is only on beisecha, only by shacha. So Tosfos says, what's taka the reason that you part through the first 3 days? So Tosfos says, it's not because that you have to own the house. That's not the reason. It's a different reason, because it's not called the yeskva. Because the mechivah mezuzah, you have to have a dira. You have to be living in the house. And living in the house is more than 30 days. That's the first sheet in Tosfos. That, again, that's really, that secha bayis is chayiv and mezuzah medaraisa, but you need 30 days for it to be a diras kvar. And when you own a house, it's considered a dira right away, it seems to be. I guess if you own the house and you move in, that's considered kvias right away. But if you're renting, I guess it's not really sure how long you're going to stay, you think you're going to stay. Only if you're renting for more than 30 days is it called diras kvar. That's the first sheet in Tosfos. And then Tosfos brings down this svara that we find that 30 days you need 30 days to have a kviyas. Tosfos brings down from a Gemara in Bobasa Davches Bnei Yair to be considered part of a city, a citizen of a city. The halacha of Bnei Yair Masim and Stokas. In times of the Gemara, they had things set up the way it should be, that it was organized and everyone in the shtat, everyone in the city would pay taxes for all the joint needs, all the common needs, and they would pay, and everyone in the city would have a certain collection of stakka. They would make a cheshbon how much stakka they needed for the poor people in the city, and they would come up with every single person, and they would collect a certain amount of stakka. So the Gemara says, if a person moves into the city, I guess if he doesn't buy a house, he buys a house, I think he's considered a neyer immediately. But if he comes in and he's renting, the first 30 days, he's potta from taxes, and he's potta from the matzim, he's potta from stakka. So he's not that mechayivim because he's like a guest. He's only a guest, he's not really part of the city. But after 30 days, then already he's chayiv in the taxes and in all the stakas. So the text wants to say the same thing. But again, mezuzah. You see, it takes 3 days to be kviyas, to be considered makom dir. But then this is a second sheet. The text wants to say that maybe really it is deraisa, because really the pashas the gemara is mashmas comparing mezuzah to tzitzis to talis. So this wants to say it could be the Torah does say beisecha twice. It could be one time beisecha we dash and derech biyosra, but the second time beisecha, even though the Gemara doesn't say it, but this Gemara's mashma also dashing that the chiyuv mezuzah is only if you own the house. And this is the second sheet that wants to say a chiddush that a secha bayis is really always potter from mezuzah medaraisa, even if you live there forever. If you don't own the house, if you rent it or you borrow it, you're potter from mezuzah medaraisa. And the only reason you chayv after 30 days is medarbonan because it's mechzik kishalai. Because it looks like it's yours, and it's only a chiv and mitzvah d'abonin. It's only a chiv and d'abonin. As the man of Nachasi wants to say, that in the chiv would be this shayla. If you hold that Hasei Chabayis is chayiv midaraisa, and the reason why you need 30 days is to make a kviyas, then you could say, if you move into the house, a daita to stay there for more than 30 days, you move in for like a year, then already you chayiv immediately. Because b'etzim is chayiv midaraisa. I'm sorry. That's the mitzchayv midaraisa, and you only need the kviyas, and the kviyas is that you moved in a daita to be there b'kviyas, and that'll be the sheet like the nesivas that you be chayv immediately. But if you hold like the second sheet in Tosfos, that a secha bayis is always part of midaraisa. It's only the chiyuv can only be midarbanan. He's always part of midaraisa, and the chiyuv is only after 30 days because mechzik shalai. He's then it's mistarba like him. That it's only when it becomes mechzik shalai, after the 30 days are up, that's not shalai. That's when you first chayiv in mezuzah, and you cannot put up a mezuzah earlier. That's when the first chayiv will be. And the Nachasvi brings down that the Pesukim will say the ik is the second day in Tosfos, and as there's mash from Tosfos himself, the Tosfos holds the ik is the second day in Tosfos. There's a Tosfos in the Beis Zohar, the Chaf Aleph, and other places where he always says the second shita, that the Secha Bayis is potter midaraisa. It's only chayiv midarbanan because mechzik shalai. So since the ik is like the second sheet, he holds the ik is like him, that you don't put up a mezuzah until the 31st day. The mice that... What?
That's only if you rent.
That's only...
If you rent.
By renting, right. The mice have you paskin. I saw that there's different days in the Achreinim, and Rav Moshe has a chuban also, and Nugus Moshe, your day is the Mekufayin test. And Rav Moshe wants to say, Mesofik, you should be choshesh to the Nasibis Shita, and you should put up a mezuzah right away, without a bracha. Since the Machoik is put right away out of bracha, and after 30 days, you should take it off and put it back on with a bracha. That ace is a little bit shred to me. We spoke about this last week, because the chayr, if you take it off and put it back on, it's not a nukvias, it's all one mitzvah, and then my said that's the rinnoi when we check mezuzahs. When we check them, we take them off the check, then we put them back on, and we make another bracha. Yes? But, yeah, you're on speaker, go ahead.
Yes, it's talking with the ISIS, and why did the Gemara have to come on to a shiur to say Adam is Kodim from Svina and Elchim and Boris. Why is the Gemara saying
that? Oh, very good. You should stipulate that kasha. Oh, no, sorry, one second. Kivegi is Takasha. Kivegi and Shubha Simon says he is Takasha. Why did Rav, he says, who Adin? He doesn't say Takasha. Who Adin? Rav Huna could have said that the person, that Tillin is Chayiv even by a person who rents the house. Hashem came as those, the person who rents the house is part of Midraisa Kol Yomav. Because they had to say such a Daicha case. That's such a dachem of pasha. Yeah, man, echnami. But my sister Kivega shows in that kasha. Kivega just says who Adin. The Yishami could have said a person who's zeicha house. Give a look at Kivega Simon Tess at the beginning. Okay. Then there's the Nachas Tzvi also brings down another shayna from Achreinim that according to his shita, even according to himself, that no, I'm sorry, he took brings another shayna from Achreinim. A person that lives in a house less than lamed yom. Less than 3 days, is he allowed to be machmir and put up a mezuzah? And the Nachas Tzvi brings down that if you want to be machmir, even though you're renting out less than 3 days, you want to be machmir and put up a mezuzah, you can put up a mezuzah. And some Achreinim say you can even make a bracha. And this to me, I don't begin to understand. Maybe I have to look at the Achreinim inside. Why should you be able to make a bracha? You're not b'chuyiv in a mitzvah, and I don't even understand the chumrah shabai, but whatever it is, why should you be able to make a bracha? Well, Maaseh, that's what the Pesach Tshuva brings down also. So in Reish Pehei. Okay, I want to speak another Indian, but it's getting late.